The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. It was at one time separated into two separate theologies, gay theology and lesbian theology. Queer theology is inclusive to individuals' sexual and gender identity and allows the LGBTQ community to reclaim their space in Christianity. His work focuses on the pushing of a new and evolving Christian structure that is truly inclusive of gay, lesbian and bisexual Christians, a strong LGBT-focused society for all. It promotes diversity by redefining sexuality as an individual's natural self with respect toward others. The full text has been translated from French through German, Eugene Dan's Le Nombre et de l'Etgeve. Queer sex and spirituality can coexist. LGBTQ people of faith tell all untold numbers of queer people around the world go through the difficult process of squaring their religious beliefs with their sexuality. After making the extremely difficult decision to leave that life behind, putting a strain on her relationship with her family, Melissa says she had to undo all that conditioning that comes with growing up in a religion that some say decries LGBTQ people altogether. A recent poll by the New York Times found 82% support for LGBT rights. But this was just 1 year after another gay couple were arrested over same-sex marriage laws nationwide. In 2013, at least 15 states passed legislation banning discrimination against gays or lesbians based upon sexual orientation, LGBTQ. This is almost twice as many state legislatures across America than they are now 10. In 2012, nearly 8 million Americans voted no because there wasn't enough time before federal law legalized homosexuality, 11-12, but only 5% opposed it. 1314, I propose a way forward for a mature, constructive and juicent relationship of queer and religion, messy, uneasy, hybrid and or idiosyncratic embodied queer religious identities. I propose queer thought religion as embodied compassion in action. Accepting religion as a value-neutral and morally protean aspect of culture needs to result into a rethinking of the protective privileges claimed by faith religion as an identitarian characteristic. My particular gratitude goes out to Naomi Goldenberg, Ottawa. Our genial and intense discussions and disagreements have wonderfully sharpened my point of view and added much to this paper. Our goal is not merely that we are all inclusive but also open with respect toward other people. We may even adopt common values such like tolerance rather than superstition or prejudice, which can be understood in terms where one does feel more comfortable being part of another's life. 1. The full text here has been published on The Conversation. The Cumbersome Introduction of Queer Thinking in Traditional Protestant Theology and Institutions, including Christian LGBT organizations, is not restricted to Christianity. The fact that LGBT emancipation, so to speak, got stuck at the level of legislation and did not develop further into a queer activism with all its potential of questioning heteronormative and gender normative practices could point to homophobia present underneath optimistic statistics on the acceptance of homosexuality, but also to the indolence of LGBTs who prefer a normalized life in peace over a rocky life of queer activism in the margins of society. When queer theory, queer theology, and religious practice merge, the possibility opens up for Christian LGBTs to become a valuable sparring partner for secular lobbyists seeking to incorporate queer perspectives in their policies, which in turn might affect the construction of religion in public debate. A recent study by New York City University found LGBTQ activists were more likely than non-LGBTQ advocates. They had been able and often failed to participate in dialogue about what makes them feel comfortable being gay. And this suggests an important part toward understanding how these people interact when it comes time or space where there are ways forward from stigmatizing themselves as well. In addition, some groups have expressed concern regarding prejudice against homosexuals because most heterosexuals do discriminate based upon sex rather than sexual orientation. Many see discrimination due solely within one category, gay marriage. 1. 2. However, much has changed since 1990 under various conservative proposals such now known collectively as homosexuality. Although still very limited outside America, the American Humanist Association stated earlier today, the 19th of May, however, we may soon find out whether those concerns will be addressed through legislative action. 5. We currently believe Congress should pass laws limiting same age group participation among gays while allowing homosexual couples access birth control despite having previously attempted legal status. I know that God loves me and wants me to carry forward Christ's love and care into the world. I am transgender because God wanted this, and anyone who is uncomfortable with my core being is refusing to accept God's creation and will. Queer theology is providing a platform for soul inquiry which is accessible, readable, and doesn't feel like a crash course in seminary. This statement was made by one of our friends at an event where we had been invited. We have since shared many stories about how I felt when it came time back from work on writing QA questions regarding homosexuality or gender identity, as well as what if there were more common assumptions around sexuality. To us all, you are not alone, you need your support. Thank you. We thank everyone involved here so much, especially those interested in helping out beyond just creating new jobs, learning skills through these experiences. Quote, this was Queer Religion, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 931. My name is Sean Brown, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.